This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's Hoffman Show here on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Couple of great NBA games tonight, playoff style. We'll preview them and talk about the rest of the weekend that was in the league, including one of the dumbest and softest ejections that I've ever seen. Coming up at 6:15. Right now, though, let's take a look at what happened this weekend in NFL training camp, specifically Commanders rookie camp. Got Dan Quinn talking about it afterwards, answering a bunch of questions about rookie minicamp. So if you're unfamiliar with how rookie minicamp works, it is all of the draft picks and then any undrafted free agent. The Commanders signed, I think it was 7 guys as undrafted free agents to their 90-man roster before the camp. And then they get to invite a bunch of tryout players. And that's anyone who's not under contract is open to tryout, essentially, for the team. You got, obviously, a ton of other undrafted free agents that are still free agents. And then you also have guys like Nathan Peterman, the veteran quarterback who is available and was like, sure, I will come play quarterback for you this weekend. I did ask Logan, I hope I'm not spilling secrets here. I was like, hey, how good did Peterman look? Because he was, he's a veteran. Like, he's played a bunch of NFL snaps. And Logan was like, honestly, not that great. So not ideal for Nathan Peterman. Then again, if you've seen Nathan Peterman play NFL snaps, that's actually not that surprising. All right, a bunch of different questions for Quinn, some more important than others. First, just to get this one out there, we did have a schedule announcement earlier in the show. The Commanders are going to play Week 16 at home on Saturday as part of a Fox doubleheader against the Eagles. That also could set them up to play on Christmas. So keep an eye on that leading into Wednesday when the NFL schedule comes out. We'll have all the coverage, of course, here on the Team 980. But one of the games that's been rumored is Spain, Week 11 against the Dolphins. So, Dan Quinn, can you confirm or deny? Si or no?
Completely different topic. Schedule comes out next week. How do you feel about going to Spain?
Sin comentarios. No comment. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you on that one. We'll see Wednesday, I guess, what happens.
That was pretty good, Ant.
I'm not going to lie.
Señor Quinn, tu español es muy bien.
His Spanish is good because I wouldn't have known what to say.
That was an excellent version of a gotcha question by Nikki. To be like, I'm not going to ask, can you confirm or deny? I'm going to ask, what do you think about going to Spain? And that way, if he's like, I'm really excited for it, well, there's your confirmation.
Uh-huh.
That's tricky, Javala. That was tricky. Well done. Muy bien. Pero, señor Quinn. No. He was on top of it. As for more pressing football questions, the biggest question I think coming out of the draft is like, hey, man, defensive line. What are we doing there? You guys didn't draft an edge. You got all these different people. What's the plan going into the season? Here's Quinn's answer.
Yeah, we're pumped to add, you know, the guys that we did to the crew. And so that's been nice part of the off season to see them and what roles. And then as we go through the off season to training camp, those specific things will kind of work their way out and through the roles. But it's been a good start to the off season, adding the new guys to it. So, yeah, I'm pumped to what we've seen so far.
I guess what's more about, if you had to put like run defense obviously as a bit of an issue last year, young pass rushers, like, was it more about, hey, we need to maybe shore up some guys with the run defense?
I think it was really just like the identity and how we want to play. And so I wouldn't say it's one versus the other. I don't think necessarily in just those terms, but there are specific traits that you want, and the size and athleticism. So those are part of it, but I wouldn't just say it's only this or only that.
So Quinn is going to have some decisions to make, but also they've got options. And I think this is going to be fun. I think they can play some true 3-4. They played some odd and even fronts last year. Of course, odd fronts, typically three down linemen. Sometimes you wind up with kind of a five look where there's five guys, two standing on the edge. But they played some of that sometimes as more of what we called even spacing, where it just one guy happened to be standing on the edge where a normal defensive end would be. And on the other side, you have where a Sam linebacker would typically be. So this year, with a true nose guard in tow in Eddie Goldman, they can play even or odd fronts with odd spacing. They can play a true nose tackle or a shade who just, you know, ever so slightly off the shoulder of the center, one side or the other, which is typically for true 3-4 teams. So they've got a lot of options to rush the passer, a lot of options to try to stop the run, present different looks at different teams. And that's going to be really fun to watch this season, how Quinn and Jowett Jr. and their defensive line staff and their defense as a whole kind of handles those different responsibilities. Of course, physical characteristics are one of the things that DQ is always looking at and Adam Peters are always looking at. But what are the must-haves for a commander at this point going into year two? Here's DQ.
And so when you look back on last year's rookie class and then this year's rookie class, what were some of the characteristics that you thought were must-have characteristics, capabilities, what have you, for this year?
It stands out, not just from last year's class, but I'll speak to that specifically, the work ethic that it takes. And so like when you speak of a guy like Jaden and all that is unseen that goes in, like, this is a person that absolutely grinds, and everybody on our team knows that and appreciative of that because of that work that he puts in. So early on, I wanted to make sure, man, like, come in and be a great teammate. Not every player can become a great player, but you can become a great teammate. The way you're going to support, the way you'll put out the energy, the way you're going to go fight to get it right. Those are things that when you're done playing, you say, man, I played with so-and-so. That dude was a great teammate. Like, what a huge compliment. And then the second thing is, like, man, be open to absolutely going for it. All right, this is the vision we have. This is where we think we can take you to. So many times a person coming in from college, they're not sure of that yet. They're not sure what they can be. And so that's our job. This is the vision we have for you, and this is how we're going to take you there. And the people that are willing to just absolutely go for it, you kind of see that take place. And we've said before, like, our place isn't for everybody, but for the ones that absolutely go for it and do that, like, there are some really, really cool things ahead.
And that is not just going to be for the draft picks. Obviously, the draft picks themselves are the most important parts of that equation. They're typically the most talented players. They are the highest investment of resources. But there are UDFAs that are going to make this team. We saw it last year. Tyler Owens makes the team. Colson Yankoff makes the team, in large part due to their special teams prowess. And there's a couple guys that have some interesting special teams and both, frankly, offensive and defensive upside as well this year. So what does Dan Quinn want to see from the UDFAs that he saw this weekend in rookie minicamp, but especially the ones that he's already signed and the team has already signed for OTAs, the offseason program, and ultimately training camp as a part of the 90-man roster if they're going to have a chance of making the 53?
The central theme of what we do is really based on competition. And there's great examples from players who are in that same space, whether it was last season or seasons prior, that have walked that walk, whether it's on the 53 like Yankoff or Owens that did that in last year, or earning their space on the practice squad for more developmental time. So we don't want them to really think about that yet. We don't really go so far to say, what's going to happen in September or what's going to happen? Like, just work these skills, learn the system, and the skills that's needed for the system. If we can do that excellently, then the 53 and the practice squad will kind of work itself out. If you're already looking ahead to that, I think you're going to miss all the development, all the things that are going to take place. They're going to fail some for sure, like 100%. How do they bounce back from that, have the right mindset and voice to go after it for the next one, not repeat the mistake? So there's a lot that goes on over the next, you know, 5 weeks for them before we get ready for camp. From a goal, can we get them ready so they can go to camp to be their very best? And no hesitation, no flinch. And if we can do that, then I thought then this part was a success.
And that's the thing. You want to see guys learn in the off season, and you have to give them the freedom of making mistakes. You're always evaluating, but really the evaluation starts in August. Can you just play well enough? And can you just show an adaptability and a willingness to learn and being a great teammate enough to stay on the team through the spring? If you're the 90th guy on the roster, then yeah, if someone else becomes available, you might get cut. But the way you get from 90 to 89 to 88 to 83 and ensure that you're not the first guy cut on the way out is do what you're told. Show a willingness to learn. Put in the extra work. Make a real effort. Give yourself a shot. And then if you can learn and whatever physical gifts got you on the team in the first place can shine a little bit more by the time August rolls around, now you're fighting for a 53 or you're fighting for a practice squad spot and your NFL career has a chance. If not, no chance. So that's really as much as anything what they're looking at a rookie minicamp, because you're not going to know everything. How could you? You've barely been in the league for 5 seconds. You're technically really not even in the league yet for any of these tryout guys. So that is what to look for this weekend. If you want our full review of rookie minicamp, how the draft picks did, and more, check out Take Command wherever you get your podcasts. Logan was there, gave you a rundown on all the draft picks and three of the biggest UDFA names that we expect to compete for a roster spot. Also on that show, why Josh Connerly to guard? I know people are like violently rejecting it. Why it might make more sense than you think in year one, depending on how some other things go. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, we take a look at the NBA playoff games tonight. Knicks and Celtics get us started. We'll preview that and take a look back at the other games that happened this weekend. But first, the latest from the world of women's sports. It's presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want it at Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Anthony, I really wish that the stat that I shared with you in the break I had saved for on the air. I just couldn't. I could have done a pop quiz.
Oh, yeah, you would have got me.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it for the audience here. Audience, play at home. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Which of these things, Anthony Haney, has happened more recently in NBA history? A Washington Wizards, nay Bullets, franchise championship, or a white American basketball player going number one overall in the draft?
Do I already know the answer?
You should. I guess you don't remember what I told you in the break. Anthony, which one is it?
All right, ask the question one more time.
Which has happened more recently? A white American going number one in the NBA draft, like we are expecting Cooper Flagg to next month.
The Wizards.
Or the Wizards winning an NBA championship.
Wizards winning an NBA championship.
Correct, by 1 year. 1978 versus 1977.
That is alarming, dude.
Great stat from Mark Spears. Great stat from ESPN's Mark Spears. Genuinely hilarious. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. As for the team still playing tonight, Anthony, the New York Knicks, it feels in a weird way like they're the team on the ropes tonight. 7:30 tip on ESPN. Halftime of this game is when the draft lottery takes place, where all of our Wizards hopes will go. They definitely get one of the top two picks, but really that number one pick in Cooper Flagg. But they... 7:30, the game tips off between the Knicks and the Celtics, and the Knicks are up 2-1 in the series. They took both games in Boston because the Celtics shot 25% from three in both games. They fired a million threes. They missed 750,000 of them. That was a math joke. And they lost the games, even though they were up 20 in both games. They hit their threes in a ridiculous rate. They started 12 of 18 from three in game three, and they ran away with it. It wasn't particularly close late. I tend to think that the Celtics are just flat out a better team, and this is a make or miss situation for the Knicks, or for the Celtics. If they hit threes and can execute in the fourth quarter, they're going to win this series, and they might win in six, aka lost the first two, sweep the next four. Because the Knicks, Anthony, haven't scored 100 points in regulation in the series. And the Celtics defense, that has been the thing that is consistent, and that's what would scare me if I was New York.
Yeah, I mean, I think New York is under the most pressure just because if the Celtics win tonight, they'll have essentially what New York had coming into, you know, game three. They will have all the momentum going into your home court. But the thing is, the Celtics are the superior and far better team. So I think that's also just what's different. And Joe Mazzulla said it, like, he loved the shots that they were getting in games one and two. They just weren't making. And they finally, you know, fell in game three. And I think they're going to, you know, continue to have success that way. But, I mean, the NBA has been so weird this playoffs. So, like, I really don't know.
It has. And depending on what happens tonight, you know, we can continue to have some weirdness or we could kind of see things start to reach an equilibrium. And this is the thing about the NBA and this working theory of mine of you need one of six guys to win a championship feels very silly at times during the regular season. And we kind of had the discussion even a couple of games ago, a week ago, last week, about Jalen Brunson of like, how good is he? How high is he on the list of best players in the world? And how good your team has to be a championship team. The bar is to me, it's the highest of any sport in the NBA. Because if you get, like, baseball is weird because pitching exists, right? You can be a mediocre fielding or hitting team And if you have, like, if you're good enough, so let's say you're the 12th best offense, and, you know, defensively, like, you don't maybe have the rangiest outfielders, you commit more errors than other people, but, like, your pitching staff is sick, and especially once you get to the postseason, you got two dudes who are just awesome and can win you four games every series, like, you're set. You just need your pitchers to get on fire and go deep in games, and if you have one or two good relievers, you can win in the baseball playoffs and get there by winning a mad division or not being the best team or whatever, right? Hockey, you get a hot goaltender, everything changes. It's the only sport where we've seen an 8 seed win a championship. In the NFL, it's obviously you have to be good enough in the regular season, but if you go on a nice little winning streak and you get in, anything can happen because it's a one-game situation in the playoffs. You have one of the best quarterbacks in the world, he has a bad day, you're screwed. You're Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, and I'm not saying it was necessarily Mahomes' fault, but, like, he had a bad day because his offensive line couldn't block anybody, and they got bleep house. In the NBA, the best teams win. And that's not always the number one seeds, but, like, typically the best players win. The easiest way to get the most series predictions right is simply say, who's the best player in any series that is playing? Pick that team. And rarely will you be wrong. And the problem is if you then get a team like the Celtics, who not only have the best player in this series in Jason Tatum, but have genuine depth, that the margin for what you need to do to be great is so slim, and, you know, the defense cranks up because the game plan sheet goes from a 2-page regular season scouting report to an 8-page playoff scouting report, and they're on top of everything. It's the screws just get so tightened in the playoffs that if you don't have multiple schematic options, multiple playmaking options, multiple everything, and you run into a bad matchup, especially, and if you're Jalen Brunson and you're 6 feet tall and you're dealing with the length of Drew Holiday and Derek White and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown guarding you in rotation, you're just screwed. There's just not a lot you can do. And I kind of think that that's the Knicks. I don't say they got lucky, but they kind of got lucky in the first two games that Boston just missed a ton of threes. And had they not, they'd be down 2-1 or 3-0 in this series, and we'd be talking about this very differently, or maybe we wouldn't. Now it's a matter of when for the Celtics, not a matter of if. But then again, New York gets hot tonight. Brunson goes for 45, has one of those nights, and he just hits everything. Knicks are suddenly up 3-1, and everyone hold on to your butts. The defending champs are on the ropes.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think this is what the Celtics needed. They needed to go down 2-0 to, you know, feel some type of pressure, some type of adversity. Because, again, the last 2 years, Greg, all of their series have just gone 5 games. They usually won, either swept the team or they won 4-1. So the fact that they had to face some type of adversity, I would not be surprised if they actually go out here, they sweep these guys, and then they go to the Eastern Conference Finals, do the same thing to the Pacers, I think is going to be, and they end up winning their second back-to-back NBA championship. I think this was sort of kind of what the Celtics needed to have a little wake-up call.
I tend to think that wake-up calls and such are a little overrated, but it certainly sharpened them up in Game 3. And Joe Mazzulla and this team does not care about going into a hostile Madison Square Garden. The thing about Madison Square Garden is it is always going to be hostile, and if the Knicks don't get things straightened out, it's going to be hostile towards them because that is how New York rolls. The other series tonight, the Timberwolves and Warriors. Warriors in the second quarter of Game 3 had a stretch towards the end. Actually, it was the final 6.5 minutes where they did not give up a field goal. I don't even know if Minnesota scored. I think they got one free throw in there. They just cranked it defensively. That is how they need to play for 48 minutes. Obviously, you're not going to hold a team scoreless for 48 minutes, but they need to play with that kind of intensity, that kind of tension and detail, that kind of everything. And I will say the other thing about Golden State is they got the offense shot selection-wise that they needed, where Jimmy Butler, Anthony, you pointed this out, Game 2, I think he had 13 shots. He had 26, I believe the number was, in Game 3. So Golden State played the way that the game needed to go for them to have a chance in Game 3. The problem is Wardell Stephen Curry is still on the bench, And that is going to be a tough uphill climb. And Minnesota won that game anyway and is now looking to take a commanding 3-1 series lead because, Anthony, there are no other kinds of 3-1 series leads. All 3-1 series leads are commanding.
Yeah. I think the Warriors had a chance to win that game if Draymond stays on the court, though. Again, like you talked about what they did defensively. Yeah, Draymond was a part of that. So I think if he can just stay out of foul trouble and give them more than 2 points, and like I think he had like 5 rebounds, like they'll be in a position where they can win these games. I trust Jimmy Butler down the stretch, but at the same token, he needs some type of help. Like, and Draymond has to be that guy with Wardell out.
No doubt about it. All right, when we get back, we wrap up the show because the Nationals and Braves are coming at you pregame. Nats on deck at 6:45. So real things next here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Great show today. We had David Aldridge on from Chicago ahead of the NBA draft lottery tonight. Anthony, how you feeling? How you feeling about this? Are the Wizards going to win the game of Capture the Flag?
So, Craig, I'm a pessimist. Do you really want my answer?
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. I mean, look, you have an 86% chance of being correct. They have just a 14% chance to win the lottery.
I just feel like these NBA draft lotteries never go our way. And I forgot where I was looking, but there's only been 3 times in the NBA draft lottery where we've improved on our draft position from the year prior. 3, Craig. 3.
You're talking about from the prior year or from... You mean like if they have the second best, they would have to be the number one pick? Yeah, or if they're the eighth, so they've like won the lottery.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's how the lottery is. You don't win most of the time.
We don't win, though. This lottery doesn't treat us well.
Neither does anyone else. I mean, look, there are teams that have had incredible luck. The Spurs are the best lottery team in history. They've drafted 3 Hall of Famers with 3 number one picks. They won the David Robinson lottery, the Tim Duncan lottery, and the Victor Wembanyama lottery. If they win the Cooper Flag lottery, there should be an investigation. But, like, this is how the sport is. And so, the thing is, like, if there is a higher power, Anthony, that has any care about what happens in the NBA draft lottery, then the Wizards are going to win it. Because they have done this the right way. They were left, first of all, Wizards fans have been incredible, considering their team has been crap. They still care. When we talk Wizards, people still call the show. When we post Wizards stuff online, people still comment. Wizards fans are great. This is, we talked about it with the football team, this is a sleeping giant. For the Commanders, or for the Wizards, it is also a sleeping giant. So that's thing one. Fans deserve it as much as any fan base in the sport. Thing two, they were handed, they being now the franchise, or the people in charge of the franchise now, Michael Winger and Will Dawkins, they were handed a flaming bag of poop. They had a bad roster with the worst contract, certainly in the sport, maybe in the history of the sport, in Bradley Beal because of the no trade clause. A declining player with a no trade clause, a very limited idea of where he wanted to go. And they still were able to flip it into, and by the way, he wanted to go to a team in Phoenix that was extremely limited on what they could trade back in the first place, even if they wanted to, because they had made the Kevin Durant deal. Worst possible scenario. And they have done their best to dig out of it in a way that is honorable, that they're got, look, is the roster good? No. Did last year go, or 2 years ago at this point, go worse than they expected? Yes. But they made an honest effort to try to gather talent, even if that talent is not going to be good for a number of years. And then on the final day of the regular season, one of those young guys hit a game winner in a game that would have been easy to just cast off, put the whole G League roster out there. And nope, Bub Carrington played all 82 because it meant something to him, and he hits the game winner. And if there is a deity, higher power, basketball, gods, God, whatever that is that you pray to, the Wizards will win the lottery tonight. There's also a chance that whatever higher powers are in charge don't care about the NBA draft lottery, and it's just a bunch of ping pong balls floating around, in which case, I hope at least they get the second pick.
Hey, look, if we get the second, I'll be happy. I'll take that.
I'll be happy. Surprise. I'll be bummed, especially if it's, you know, certain teams who get the first. Frankly, like, who's the team that's not the Wizards that you're like, fine, you can have it on the first pick?
The Hornets.
See, I feel like the Hornets have just been bootied for basically their entire existence.
Exactly.
And they don't deserve good things. But that's the thing. Like, the Wizards are bad on purpose. I respect that. The Hornets just stink. They'll mess it up. They'll get Cooper Flagg, a generational talent. We were talking about Anthony Davis earlier, right? Because DA said this is an Anthony Davis-level prospect, at least, right? We're watching, if Anthony Davis could play his career out 10 times, is this the eighth worst version of his career with all the injuries he's had, the teammates he's had, the organization he was a part of? Like, there are better versions of Anthony Davis's career. I don't want to see the worst version of Cooper Flagg's career. Don't send him to Charlotte. If, like, Brooklyn gets it, I'll just be like, that seems unfair. Like, if Toronto gets it, I'll be like, you want to know what? Okay. Toronto deserves it. They've tried hard over the years. They've fallen on some hard times. Toronto can have it. If, like, San Antonio gets it, throw things. If Philadelphia gets it, throw things. If Houston gets it, Anthony, you will hear my scream from your home. I will be so mad if the Houston Rockets get it.
That'll be loud, man.
I'll be cussing. Anyway, NBA draft lottery tonight. Roughly 8:15, 8:30-ish. And then we'll react to it tomorrow. Also tomorrow on the show, Tariq El-Bashir on the Caps. Of course, big game four tonight in Raleigh. What else we got tomorrow on the show? We'll probably vibe check what happens with the lottery. Anything else on the docket?
Oh, maybe Jaden Daniels' mom.
Oh, yeah. There's a podcast appearance that Regina Jackson, Jaden Daniels' mother, did with The Pivot for Mother's Day, Ryan Clark's show. And there's like one clip that's getting a lot of attention. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to listen to the whole thing because I don't want to comment on things out of context. And it was a really interesting listen. And so we're going to talk about it tomorrow. Anything else, Anthony, tomorrow on the show?
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay. Am I reading this right? No more commercials?
45-10.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is no last break.
Typically, these segments are shorter at the end. This one's longer. That throws a wrench in things. But it also gives us an opportunity to play lots of silly sound bites.
Real things.
We're not going to be sunk this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
Okay. We have some sound from the Sanders family. You want to start with Shador or Shiloh? I kind of think we start with Shador because Shiloh's is real funny. Shiloh's is real funny. Let's start with Shador, who's, of course, in Cleveland. He wore number 2 at Colorado. And former Commanders return ace DeAndre Carter currently has number 2 for the Cleveland Browns. That doesn't mean he's going to get a check from Shador for it.
Will you try to buy 2 from DeAndre?
No, I'm not trying to buy anything. My signing bonus ain't that high right now.
All that NIL money, Anthony.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he wants to touch his NIL money. That's why he said his signing bonus. I'm pretty sure if he really, really wanted to, he can go get to.
He no probably question. Could. But also, you know, hey, you're a rookie 5th-round pick quarterback, and that's a wide receiver. I would also say DeAndre Carter's a type of guy who is typically on the fringe of the roster. All due respect, DeAndre. They missed him here when he left. That's for sure. Maybe DeAndre Carter's number becomes available through other means by the time the roster. I mean, Shador's got to. That's the other thing. Shador's got to make the roster first.
Shador will be QB1, correct?
There's a chance. That's the funny thing about the Cleveland Browns and the New Orleans Saints right now. Two teams that have quarterbacks that could be their opening day starter and also could not make the opening day roster.
Very true.
Typically, there's zero of those teams in the NFL. We got 2 of them. At least, what the hell are the Steelers going to do? Mason Rudolph's going to. Well, who else is behind Mason Rudolph? They drafted the kid. They drafted Will Howard in the 6th round.
Yeah, they did.
Is there another quarterback in that room right now?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, sounds great for them. Shiloh Sanders, Shador's brother, is a defensive back who is in camp with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he's trying to make sure he's the best teammate he possibly can to stick around, which means one thing in the NFL. Rookie, you're on snack duty.
I'm already preparing on Sunday to get in the safety group chat for all the snacks. I'm going to be the snack guy. So we're just going to get a wholesale. I'm going to have everything everybody needs. So
what are the snacks of choice?
Because the meetings are really long, so I understand. So
you got to be fueled.
Yeah. But we'll find out on Sunday. I might have like a little spreadsheet with everybody's favorite stuff on there. You know what I'm saying?
What about for you?
I'm just a rookie.
But still, I mean, the snacks are important for you, too.
Yeah, but I have to bring my own, though. Oh. I got to make sure the vets are good, you know what I'm saying? Because they really been helping me and teaching me a lot of stuff. I'm really grateful for that. So that's the least I can do.
Anthony, if we get a third member of our show, do we make them bring us snacks?
Yes.
What snacks would you want?
I like Doritos.
You do like Doritos.
But I also really, really, my favorite snack of all time, donuts. A nice glazed donut. Really, a honey bun is where it really is, but they're really expensive now, so I just get donuts.
This is a nice transition to our final clip. At Syracuse, was Cosmos still open when you were in school?
Cosmopolitan?
No, Cosmos, the diner on M Street.
I don't think so.
So Cosmos was an institution. My father, who graduated in 1984, two, somewhere in there, he went to Cosmos as a college student, and so did I. And I graduated in 2012. I think it unfortunately closed like 2 years after, so you must have missed it.
Yeah.
But they had this thing called a toasted honey bun. And we're going to play some of Carmelo Anthony at Syracuse commencement speech, but we're going to run out of time with me describing a toasted honey bun. But it was literally like a honey bun, like you'd get out of a vending machine. And they sliced it in half, and they put it on the flat top. toast it up, and then you get ice cream on top of it. Just an all-time, like, regular dessert, or especially if your night got particularly late and you went to Cosmo's late night. Amazing. So everyone out there, because I can't have these anymore because lactose. If you're out there in the world and you can eat honey buns and you like honey buns, toast them, cover it with ice cream, think of me, and keep listening to our radio show so hopefully I get a raise one day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.